Okay, in this video, I'm gonna walk you through one of the blog post blueprints. Now, the blog post blueprints are basically structures and frameworks for articles that you can use that have been known or that have shown to do really well on Medium. So the goal is not for you to always rely on having to use these specific blueprints, but if you do use them, you're gonna see more success on Medium because they have some predictable things that really work well on the platform. And over time, after you learn some of these different blueprints and styles, they're gonna help you be able to freestyle and do a little bit more down the road. So the first blueprint is the tried and true, the number one to this day method that I use to write popular articles on Medium, and that is something that I like to call listicles with style, okay? So the listicles with style technique takes the basic premise of a listicle, but it makes it a lot better than some of the other things that you see online. So for me, a lot of the times people will read my articles and they'll say, wow, you know, this seemed like this was just gonna be another boring listicle, but you really went out of your way to make it in-depth, you made it thoughtful, you had a lot of quality to your work. So I'm gonna show you what makes the listicle with style technique so good, and I'm gonna talk about some ways that you can generate a good ideas for your listicle. So let's talk a little bit about the preparation for doing a listicle with style. Okay, so one of the first things that you're gonna wanna do is brainstorm out ideas for what you want to put in your list. So if you're going to write a list that has 7 or 8 items, you're going to want to write double or triple the amount of points on the article. What I mean by that is you're going to want to come up with some ideas of potential points that you could use, knowing that you're going to kind of cross off some of the weaker ones later and be left with the essence of what's going to be really good. So some of the things you can do beforehand if you want to prep to write a listicle like this is you can go online and you can search other things that are similar so you can get an idea of what's working really well out there and what you're going to want to contrast with. See, a good listicle is going to have different elements that are similar to other articles and that are unique. So you want to hit the popular notes that people care about, and then you want to come up with your own ideas. So after that, what you're going to do is write down double or triple the amount of points that you're actually going to use on the article. So if you're going to write 10 points for your list or 7 points for your list, usually my sweet spot is between 6 to 8 points, then you write double or triple the amount of ideas, and then you just go through a basic process where you go through, you look at the list, and you see which ones are kind of obviously not good. So in the beginning, you're just going to want to vomit whatever comes out of your mind onto the page. Then when you come back and edit, you're gonna see some things that are automatically a no. You're gonna see some things that are kind of close, but really don't fit what you're looking for. Then what you're gonna be left with is kind of that combination of points that you can use in your article, some of which are similar to what you've seen out there and some of which take a little bit of a twist. And then after that, what you're gonna do is go through the same process that I talk about to create all of our articles. You're gonna do your mind map first, and then you're gonna do your outline second. And that way, you're gonna have really a good, meaty post with quality points. So let's say you're writing a listicle that has 7 points in it. Once you do the mind map and the outline, you should have 3 kind of solid subpoints underneath each of the 7. So that's gonna leave you with 21 unique insights that you can put into your article that are going to be very supportive of one another. And that's going to give you a structure for an article that you can really write and do something that is going to be mind-blowing to your readers instead of what you see with a normal listicle, which is just, you know, it looks like someone slapped together the points as quickly as possible. They don't really tell you much. They don't give you a lot of insight, right? So after you have all that done, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to write out your article. And here's what's gonna make it stand out from the other articles. You're not just gonna write 2-3 sentence little descriptions underneath each list post. You're going to go through and you're going to write a solid description of each point underneath each point of the listicle. So for me, usually I'm going to write anywhere from 200 to 300 points underneath each list item. Now, this might lead to you having a post that's pretty meaty, pretty long, but if it's really good, people are going to stick around and read it. Some of my most popular articles are the articles that have been 10-minute reads, 12-minute reads, where people will look at it and they'll be like, I didn't even think I was going to make it all the way through, but I made it all the way through, and this is a really solid article because it goes above and beyond what people are looking for. So that's part of the blueprint, 200 to 300 words underneath each point. So if you have a certain sweet spot for where you like your articles to land, if you like to write 1,500 word posts, then you're going to have about 5 points. If you have more stamina to write up to 2,000 words, then you might have 6 or 7 points, right? So you got to figure out what works for you, but the goal is to have, you know, it could be 3 points for a 1,000 word article, but the goal is to avoid having super short listicles that just kind of blurt out each little point and don't give really any depth. You want to have depth underneath each point, and that's what's going to make it successful. Another thing that I do, another hack that I use is underneath each point, I will add a quote from a successful person or a quote that relates to each of the points. Now, the reason why this is so successful is because of something that's known as the mere association effect. So if you write an article and you quote Warren Buffett, people are going to subconsciously associate you with Warren Buffett, even though you're just quoting him. You put a quote about mindfulness from the Dalai Lama, people are going to associate you with the Dalai Lama, and you're going to get to siphon a little bit of the Dalai Lama's credibility. So adding quotes underneath each point is key as well. Another thing that I do is I make sure to use really clever subheadings for each list item. So I do, you know, go to the lesson in the bag of tricks that talks about subheadings and revisit that for future reference. But using quality subheadings underneath each list post is going to help you capture readers' attentions and keep them guessing. You want to create a curiosity gap underneath each point where they have an idea of what you're about to write about, but they don't know exactly what you're going to write about. And after that, what you're going to do is you're going to go through and you're going to add a couple of pattern interruptions that are going to help people stay on track with your article. So pattern interruptions are things that are kind of stylistic that are going to keep people on the page. So one thing I'll do is, you know, in between 2 or 3 points, I'll insert a picture and I'll make it pretty big to give the reader's eye a break. I will go through and use divider lines underneath each point for style. I will make sure to use H2s for each of the points to make them really bold and stand out. So those are all the different things that you can do. I'm going to put together a Google document that gives you an overview of how to do the listicles with style post. But this is something, you know, it is something that gets used quite a bit. It's not something you want to stick to 100% of the time, but it's a useful framework that I still do today that works really well. So give it a try.